Just worship the Lord. He da 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 da. Come on, my mind. The Holy Ghost is around here. Just raise your hand. Don't let. Oh. Mama, 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 mama. Holy, holy God. Praise you to my Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Holy God, have your way, have your way. We love you, Lord. Praise you tonight. Praise you tonight, Lord. Praise you tonight, Jesus. Praise you tonight. And He is so good to us tonight. Amen. I like that song when we lift our hands before you as a token of our love. Holy, 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 holy God. Well, if you got your Bibles, let's turn to the first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Praise God. It says here in the 13th verse, in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, it says, "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise." Praise God. I'd like to preach for a few minutes on that seal with the help of God. I'd like to preach on God's seal of approval. God's seal of approval. And today, if you've got any kind of business and you're producing a product and you want to get a good name for it, they pay good money to have that good housekeeping seal put on that bar of soap or on that whatever you might buy, and it shows that they approve of it, and it costs something. Amen. And you just about can't do anything without some kind of seal anymore. But I tell you what I'd like to have more than anything else, sis. I'd like to have God's seal of approval on my soul and my life. I'd like Him to get out His heavenly seal. Amen. Just mark everything in my life, every chapter in my life, every page. Amen. I'd like to have Him mark it approved. Amen. It's something we don't want to get loose tonight. We do not want to lose that seal of approval from God. Amen. It says over in the 4th chapter, the 30th verse of Ephesians, it says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed under the day of redemption." And so we don't want to cause, amen, God to be grieved with us. Amen. We don't want to allow the Spirit of God tonight to just draw back from us because of our hard-heartedness or whatever. We might look over there in Mark 4:25 for just a minute, and it says, "Take heed that ye hear what measure ye meet. It shall be measured unto you. That ye hear shall be given, shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath." Tonight, I'm telling you that we can grieve the Spirit, and we can lose God's seal of approval on our lives, and on our homes, and on our families. Amen. But if we'll diligently seek after it, when they get that good housekeeping seal, they got to keep things in good order, Brother Doyle. Amen. And they got to go back every year and get that thing renewed up and get it just where it meets all the specifications. Amen. But I think God's seal is a whole lot more special and a lot more precious than any good housekeeping seal. And I believe we ought to check it out every day of our lives. Amen. We ought to check for the sense of the presence of God
Now, daddies give their approval. I mean, a lot of times I can be looking at Steve, and I can give him that daddy look. And he knows that I don't approve. Or I can give them that go sign. And they know, amen, that they can do. I'm liking what they're doing. And then there's sometimes, amen, back in the Old Testament, amen, the kings would have rings. And they would take them rings and they would put them in ink. And everything that the king commanded, he'd dip it, that ring in that ink, and he'd mark and put his seal of approval on that law. Amen. And everybody, amen, that would see that paper would know that the king had approved of that. Tonight, I'm glad that God's got something better than a ring. I'm glad he's got something better, amen, than just a look. Tonight, he can give us the Spirit. Amen. We can know absolutely where we stand with God. Amen. We can know that we're saved. Amen. I don't want to go into judgment tonight. Amen. Thinking I'm saved. Hoping I'm saved. But I'd like to have that move of God in my soul. And let me know, amen, that everything's right between me and God. Amen. And to feel the stamp of coming down. Amen. On my life. And saying this day. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. Amen. And God send the bread down and me live for Him one more day. Hallelujah. Amen. Dad, he told me, he said, now son, said when I first got saved, Brother Johnson, he said, when you backslide, says, don't feel like you're the worst person in the world. Well, I didn't have no way to go. Amen. But as I made my journey towards the promised land, amen, every morning I'd wake up and God would provide, amen, like He did the children of Israel. Amen. And I'd pick up some of God's good word and it would brighten me up. It'd sweeten me up. It'd give me strength for that day. And the next day I'd get up and God would give me something else to go on. And the next day and the next day, amen. And that's been about 17 years. Amen. And I ain't backslid since. Amen yet. Praise God. Tonight I'll tell you what it is. When we'll accept God's law and accept God's meat that He gives to us, and we'll pick it up and we'll eat it and gain strength, God put His approval on us, and there ain't a thing the devil can do about you. He might press you tonight. He might like to knock you out of the race. Amen. But if God's got His seal on you, there's just so much the devil can do with you. God's got His hand on you. Amen. The devil has to flee. Amen. Tonight, amen, when we was up there at that little church up there, felt like we needed to build on a little addition, and we got up there and got to, and we figured we had enough money and everything, and was going to try to build that thing, and I thought we'd just run up there and get us a permit. Well, we run for about 12 months trying to build a 24-by-16 addition. They said, they looked, Randy drawed us some diagrams, amen, or blueprints, and they said, boy, these look fine. But they searched the paper over, and they said, where's that architect seal at? Randy kind of said, well, I ain't no architect. I know how to do it. He says, oh, this is commercial property, and you've got to have a architect's. So we hunted us up an architect. Amen. And Randy did, and got him to draw it up real inexpensively. And we presented him again, just identical to what Randy'd already drawn up. Amen. And we said, we paid this man. This man's an architect. Amen. But they looked it over, and they looked it over, and they said, where's his seal at? Well, he didn't put the seal. That seal's got to be there. tonight. Amen. We got to have the Spirit. We got to have it. Amen. We got to have a touch. We've got to have God's approval tonight. Amen. We finally, that man got fired off his job and he didn't worry about what he was putting his seal on, and he went ahead and sealed that thing, and we didn't have no problem getting a permit. Amen. Tonight, amen, we need to build, amen, the house of God, don't we? Can somebody say amen? Amen. Amen. We need to build the house. Amen. We've got us a fine structure here. Amen. A beautiful facility. Amen. But I believe God wants us to work on a building that's quite different than this one. Amen. I'm talking about the ones that fill up this pews. Amen. And listen here in John 6:27. It said, labor not for meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto him, hath God the Father sealed. Tonight, if we're ever going to build us a church, we got a wonderful church. Amen. But if we're going to keep singing, I'm going to work on a building, I'm working on a building, I'm working on a building for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. If we're going to keep singing that, we got to build this place. Amen. And so they said, well, how? He said, the Son of Man hath God sealed. Amen. Tonight, if we're going to build anything, we'll have to build it on the rock, Christ Jesus. Amen. There's a lot of things that I've started in my own life. Amen. But God wasn't in it. Amen. And the winds came and the storms came and blowed it down. But everything that I've established on the rock tonight, amen, God has held it up against the storm. Tonight, I'm telling you, amen, we see so many come in, amen, get saved and backslide and go out. But tonight, if we can get them on the rock, I said if I could, amen, see them get on the rock tonight, you and I could see the house of God be built, amen, with God puts His approval on it. Man, you can't trust in self. You can't trust in flesh. You got to trust in the Son of God. Amen. They said, well, how do we do the works of God? They asked Jesus that. He said, this is the work of God, that you sent, that you believe the one that He has sent. Amen. And tonight, I like to get to a place where looking for God to put His approval on what I'm trying to do. One time we was up there and we was cleaning up the place for that big benefit service we had for the building there, and I didn't have no workers hardly, and I thought, Lord, I know you want me to clean this up, and I got to praying, amen, and finally some old sinner boys come down the road, amen, they said, what you doing, preacher? I says, I'm a cleaning this up, and amen, and they says, well, we'll help you, and they come over there and started weed eating, they started picking up garbage, and here come a couple sinner boys, amen. Their mom come to the church there, and somebody else come. Before we got done, God sent me an army. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you really get it founded on the rock, I trust tonight, amen, God will put His approval on it. Amen. If you witness right with the right motive, amen, have a burden for the lost, amen, I believe that if you sow in tears, I believe you'll come again. We've been rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Tonight I believe God is still in the saving business. God's still putting His approval on people. They'll say, Lord, be merciful unto me, a sinner. Tonight, one of the biggest problems, amen, to get folks saved is everybody's already saved. I mean, you talk to them, they're all saved. There's nobody, you ask them, are you saved? Yeah. You go to church? No. You pray?
No. You read your Bible? No. You cuss? Yeah. You gamble? Yeah. You fight and carry on? Yeah. You saved? Yeah. But I believe if we can get a house built and it's so much to the specifications of the King that every stone, every mortar joint is in place. Amen. And they're not building, amen, like we used to build when we was kids. We'd build up checker stacks and build them as high as we could, one on top of another. No, I believe if we'll build according to His plan, amen, we'll lay them bricks together and build together. Amen. We can get one that God can put His approval on. Amen. I believe, amen, that we can see souls saved. I believe we can see my dad get saved. I believe we can see my mom get back to the Lord. I believe I can see my sister and my brother pray again. Amen. Tonight you can see your family saved. Amen. We can see our loved ones saved. Amen. If we could just get the seal. If we could just get that seal. Amen. On our prayer. And God says yes. Amen. Ain't a thing the devil could do about it tonight. They could have come up and says, we don't like you building that addition up there. I could have said, there ain't nothing you can do about it. I got the paper. I remember when I was waiting for Gina to get in, get saved. Amen. I was praying for her. Holy Ghost said a holy call. And after He said that, I figure I had the stamp on the paper. And I'll stamp on my prayer. Tonight you can know that things are going to happen before they ever come to pass. You can get a witness from the Spirit of God and know what God's going to do. Amen. The testimony of Jesus Christ, amen, is the spirit of prophecy. Amen. That spirit that you've got, amen, when God put His approval on you, it knows the future. It knows what's best. It knows all about heaven. It knows how to get there. Amen. And it knows how to get your loved ones there. You just need a Father spirit tonight. Amen. And let God put approval on every step you take. Amen. Tonight I'd like to say this. The Lord knoweth. When you have this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. And tonight I believe there's a lot of things that I've escaped since I've got saved because I was His. Amen. One time, one of Brother Croucher's nephews got me out in the backyard. He was making mud pies, and he decided to throw them at me. Well, he was about this big, and I was about this big. Wasn't much I could do about it. Amen. But my mom come out in the backyard. Amen. Mom stopped him. You know why? Because I was hers. And there's a lot of things tonight. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come, and grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. Amen. There's a lot of things you'll miss if you just get the seal on you. Amen. We can see in the book of Revelation, amen, God, before He sent the tribulation on them saints, amen, on them folks, He first put His seal on His servants. Amen, them tribulation saints. Amen, the devil can't do a thing with them tonight. The devil can't do a thing with you in your, amen, day and hour if you'll just have God's seal on you. Mike, I don't want to get like Samson after I fought a lot of battles. Amen. And wind up in Delilah's lap. What is Delilah's lap a type of? It's a type of the world. Amen. And I know Brother Collins preaches as good as any preacher in this Miami Valley against sin. And we need to keep away from sin tonight. We need to keep away from worldly entertainment. Amen. We don't even need to have if a coat makes us feel like the world, amen, we don't need to wear that coat. Amen. If we got a certain hairdo that makes us feel like the world, amen, and makes us associate with the world, we don't need to wear that hairdo tonight. Amen. Anything that would make us feel more comfortable with the world, amen, we need to just put it aside. Amen. You know what the world, they talk about us, they're talking about one another. Amen. You know who really talks about a lot about each other? It's the world. They've got even shows, amen, on radio talking about one another. But tonight, if we'll get the right approval, amen, we won't talk about our brothers and sisters. Old Brother Steele over in Connersville years ago before he passed on. Connersville was a whole lot like Hamilton. Famous for a lot of gossip. I mean, one fellow that lived there said you couldn't drive from one end. You could do something on one end of the town. And before you got to the other end of the town, amen, it was done told. Amen, what you done? Amen, but Brother Steele, amen, to put a stop on that stuff. Amen, people would ask him about stuff, and he said, you should have been there. Amen, that's about all he'd say about it. Tonight, I'd like to get to the place, amen, that I'd put some water, amen, on them old worlds of iniquity and them old fiery tongues. Amen, I'd like to be able to put a little water on them, wouldn't you? Amen. I don't want to be like Samson. Amen. I don't want to be like them men that offered up that strange fire. Praise God, I'm glad we got the right kind of spirit in this church. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of them. And I hate to be their judge, but you go and you see them move. But you just have a question mark in the back of your mind. Lord, is that really you? Not having no bad spirit. I'm not talking about having a judgmental spirit. I'm just talking about, but God can put approval. Amen. I like to see when the Holy Ghost puts His approval on somebody's shout, don't you? Amen. I like to see them move under the power of God. Amen. We don't have to offer up that. Amen. We don't have to be like them children of Israel that took their Ark of the Covenant into battle. Amen. And they wasn't living right. I tell you what, we can take our Bible, we can tote it everywhere. But if we ain't living right, it ain't going to protect us none a bit. Amen. Tonight we've got to have, amen, that seal of approval. Amen. I'll finish up here just in a second. It said Abraham, amen, he had a seal. It was a seal of circumcision. And his flesh was circumcised. And that was his seal between him and God, that God had His hand on him. But tonight, you and I have got something more sacred. Amen. As my wife comes to the piano, we got something more special than a circumcision of the flesh. We got a circumcision of the heart. Amen. To the place. Amen. That God has changed our heart so much. We don't love the things we used to love, we now hate. And the things that we used to hate, we now love. Amen. We've had a separation. I believe that day when the Israelites went out under the cloud through that Red Sea, and I believe Moses stood up on the other side. Amen. And he looked back as the Egyptians came, and he seen Pharaoh were coming. Amen. He's raised up with Pharaoh. He lived like Pharaoh for a long time. Amen. He dressed like Pharaoh. He talked like Pharaoh. He thought like Pharaoh. But as he had passed under the cloud and he come through the sea, he seen someone coming after him that looked a whole lot like he used to. But God had put His seal on him. And tonight, the old man, you don't have to face him if you'll let God put His seal on you.
You don't have to worry about your past sins. You can get them under the blood. And you don't, if you're an alcoholic, you don't have to worry about being an alcoholic no more. If you was a cusser, you don't have to worry about being a cusser no more. Amen. Tonight, they said they sealed them with, in the 15th chapter book of Romans, it talked about having the seal of this fruit. And tonight, I'd like to have, amen, that fruit tonight that's a seal. Amen. I'd like to have the fruit of the Spirit. I'd like to have that love tonight. I don't want somebody walks up and sees me on the corner, they see a smile on my face, they see the peace of God. Amen. Tonight, you can tell when God's approved of what you're doing. Amen. You can feel a deep, settled peace. Tonight, if you don't feel that deep, settled peace, it's a sure sign you need to dig a little bit and find out where you're missing God's approval. Amen. If you can't love your brothers and sisters, it's a sure sign, amen, that you need to dig and find out where you've lost God's approval. And if you ain't got no joy tonight, you haven't got God's approval like you need it. You haven't turned it all over to Him like you need to. Amen. Let's all stand all over the house.